And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, watching all the boats come in, watching the American Angler unload this morning and a lot more. And we have a great show for you this morning. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute, fresh off the boat, will be right here with us talking fishing. I'll bet he'll say something about bluefin, too, and yellowfin, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Going to be a great show, having Captain Mike from the Tribute. And like you said, how cool, fresh off the boat, and a great time of year for it. This is always like a favorite time of year because, you know, not everybody is able to, you know, to come in all the time. So it's always fun when you can, you know, peel one of you guys right off of the deck. So yeah. good to have you, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And we heard you from the boat yesterday.
Yeah.
A little choppy yesterday?
I guess that'd be a good way to put it.
And you looked at the windy the day before. It was like looking good.
You know what? It's the weather apps have become so much of a part of our
sure,
you know,
sure.
Just a staple part of our random. Like, you look at our weather now, and it can predict to the hour what it's going to be like. And, you know, we rely on it so much, and sometimes they're a little bit off.
A little off.
A good way to put it.
The big problem was yesterday, too, is like you watched it, and it forecasted to be bad a week out. And then every single day it was forecasting better and better and better. And then the night before it was like, that's fine. We're gonna be just fine. And then you woke up in the morning having you guys all left the docks, like, oh man, it's real bad again.
Like, how bad was it?
You know what? It's the first time I've ever turned that boat around.
Really?
No kidding.
That's a big boat.
It is, and it wasn't just us. And it's not like we couldn't have got it in. You know, that, yeah. You think about the history of that boat, the history, the Pacific Queen was next to us, the history of that boat, where they've been at in the last 50, 60 years and what they've gone through. It's not the boat, it's being considerate and making sure that your passengers are safe.
Sure.
And that's what it comes down to. We had, at one point, we originally angled out above the butterfly, and then we were going to tack down for the sake of our passengers, my cook. You know, the cook goes a long way. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smart man.
Trying to make sure that you can get your morning in. Everybody gets to wake up, have their cup of coffee. We're going down swell. Well, we had one of them break over our stern, and we have a new camera.
Break over the stern.
We're going down swell. We had one of them break over the stern, and I watched it on our camera system go up to the bait tank, and I was like, deadliest catch.
Yeah.
not good, right?
And you know,
so you were actually all the way out at the butterfly, headed toward the Cortez.
We were west of the butterfly. There were some fish the day before that were just above the mushroom.
Oh, okay.
Between there and the Cortez, and that's where we started. And it, you know, it's one of those things where okay, well, let's give it till daylight. Let's see what we're really looking at. And a lot of times after the sun rises, you know, the weather comes down a little bit. And we started going up swell. I was next to Gavin on the Queen, and we started going up swell, and it started getting worse. And I go, you know what? I'm good. You know what? This isn't
November.
Worth it. Yeah, exactly.
Put in a good run.
We turned around. I'd say the majority of us turned around. Some of the guys on multi-day trips stayed out there and tried to make it, and it was choppy.
Yeah, it was choppy.
It's not like to the point where you couldn't have got the day. Like, you look back in albacore fishing, and it's like, yeah, standard day.
Yeah, right. But they like to bite in that.
They do. But when you're trying to find, breezers, flat spots, stuff like that, and you can't see over the next swell, you start taking that into consideration. It was just, it's funny because we turn around, and this is one thing I told the passengers. I said, look, we're going to turn around. We gave everybody a full fare rain check. Some guys actually chose to get their money back out of state or whatever. We fished on the way back a little bit. We caught a handful of yellowtail.
Nice.
We did have some yellowfin on the boat from the day before that the crew was going to take to the processor, take to Five Star. We cut those. We distributed them.
Oh, that's cool, you guys.
Everybody actually got to take some fish home on what was, really just the way the morning started. And I told them, I said, look, as we go home, we're going to look. If we can find a kelp, we'll let you guys fish, you know, and see if we can catch some yellowtail. And you're going to see the weather get nicer and nicer. And some of you guys are going to question, why are we turning around? Well, the weather 20 miles from home and the weather 90 miles from home is significantly
different. Ocean.
No doubt.
Oh, it was nice. Once we got in towards the 302, like I took a little nap on the way in because there was no sleep on the way out.
I'll bet.
Yeah, because you're going right into it.
And it's one of those things, especially as a boat owner or, you know, any of these seasoned captains. When we got in the Pacifica turnaround, and they were a little further west than we did. And I talked to Aliar for just a couple seconds on the way in. And the look on somebody's face after they ran a boat through something like that, it just you're tired in a way that you just every time you come off a swell, you wake up. Every time you start to roll, you wake up. And you're just, you know, you're wanting the best for your passengers and the boat and the care that goes into it and the fatigue in somebody's face after something like that. And I said hi to Aliar as we're coming in and just you're beat up.
Yeah. And it's safety too, right?
You're
safety for your passengers.
For every guy.
If you're out there and the people are standing on the rail and there's combers coming over the side of the boat, I mean, somebody could get washed overboard.
Well, and
it's possible, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
But more than anything, it doesn't. You don't want somebody falling. I know one of the other boats turned around earlier that night and they had a passenger that was really sick and I guess throwing up blood. Like, you start to take everything into consideration, little thing. You know,
it's the right call.
You don't want somebody breaking a hip. Or,
I know if
know.
I was a passenger, I would have said thank you very much.
Oh no, we did.
Yeah,
I gave them a thorough rundown as to why we were turning around. And I went down the galley after that, and I had a passenger say, "You know, thank you for not making me stand out at the rail."
Because
you know, I mean, diehard fishermen are going to go out and they're going to fish.
And they wanted to fish, and you wanted to fish. It just condition wasn't going to let either of those two things happen the way that it needed.
Of course, we wanted to fish. Right. And you know, you think about it, turning around on something like that. There's a significant investment in it. I mean, you're still paying for fuel.
You lost a lot of money.
You still have to pay your crew. Yeah. You know, the landing and the bay companies are really forgiving on that, but it, you know, you're looking at a pretty big hit. It's not something we want to do.
No.
And, you know, to have a passenger say, hey, you know what, thank you. I know you didn't have to do that, but thank you for not making me go out and fish in that.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, you get your diehard passengers that would have fished out there no matter what. It would have been great kite conditions.
Yeah. It's perfect kite conditions, right? So it's been – that is sort of a total different than most of the trips have been this year. It's been just phenomenal weather this fall, right? And amazing fishing.
It oh, man. I mean, the day before that, we had limits of yellowfin. A normal group of ours, Morongo Indian Reservation, 14 rent rods. The day before, we had limits of yellowfin at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I
have to say something. That group has been out with us three times, and they've had limits of yellowfin. Doesn't matter what time of the year.
They're lucky.
they are lucky.
Know. Yeah.
And I do have to give credit and apologize to our charter master, Carrie. The trip before that, she gave me a gift that I can say I've never experienced all the years I've been running boats, which is, you know, over a couple of decades. She goes, hey, we got something for you. And I thought it'd be, you know, gift card or, you know, somebody gives you a bottle of scotch or something. It was a Tiagra 50 wide and a Calstar rail rod. She goes, here, I want you to use this on your big fish trips, and I want you to catch a bluefin on this. I was like, I was blown away. Loaded with specs.
Wow, how cool.
200-pound top shot. It's the first time I've received a gift on the boat where I felt awkward.
Wow.
I was like, you don't want to give me that. And she goes, no, I want you to go out and catch one of those big bluefin on this. And I said, you know what, I'll do everything I can tonight. And it was the trip before. I said, I'll do everything I can tonight. Well, the thing never saw the water. Well, it did, but it was spray coming over the side.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But you have had some on day-and-a-half trips. Of course, the yellowfin trip was a day trip?
It was an overnight trip? It was a one-day trip fishing right around 40 miles. And,
wow.
Sonar school, it's just crazy how November used to be something that you had actually, you know, dream of getting into, and now it's, oh well, we had limits of yellowfin, we had 48 yellowtail, we had just some skipjack pokey bowls to go with it, and
nice.
It's still really good. Yeah. You know, I know there's a lot of guys that that fished yellowfin yesterday that had limits. So
yeah. So wait a minute. Skipjack pokey.
Oh man. Yeah, I have to be honest. We use Five Star. There's all really good processors out there. We had dropped off some fish earlier on, and I went to pick it up, and it was just the way the season's been. You know, it was behind a lot of the other stacks of fish, and I wanted to make pokey, and I was given bluefin, and I was actually bummed out.
Really?
I was seriously, they were like, well, you know, here, this is what's in front, and I had to make pokey out of bluefin, which... It's not the same, man. That
skipjack better?
Is so
better.
Oh man.
No kidding, I've never had it.
Oh, really?
No, well, skipjack pokey.
That's like
I
me saying
I throw them back.
I tried eating sand dabs for years, and I threw thousands of them back. And the first time I ate one was a few years ago, and it blew me away how good it was. A skipjack. And this is something Jason Fleck and Ed Lacombe, when I was on the Excel, they used to only use skipjack for their pokey, and it is that much better.
Yeah,
it's firmer. It retains its color. It when it comes down to making pokey, and everybody in Hawaii would know this, it's the chosen fish. It is so much better than using yellowfin or anything else.
Bleed it just like you would normally a tuna? And
you bleed it, it goes in the fish hold, it comes out. And the way our RSWs now are, it's not, you know, you're not getting a skipjack out of a gunny sack,
right?
20 years ago.
Sure.
It's so much better. And, it, you know, it stays firm. You cube it up for your pokey, and it maintains, and it holds its color and holds its flavor a lot better than yellowfin or bluefin does.
Okay, and it stays in the RSW fine.
They come out better looking than they went in.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, they won't be going in the water anymore, right?
You know what? As people have caught on to it, and it's the same thing with bonito. Like you do the side by side taste test on the boat, and you grill bonito and you grill yellowfin. People always pick the bonito over yellowfin.
Yeah.
And they don't believe you. And I said, you know what? Look, you saw us cut it. You saw us grill it. We didn't change anything.
Yeah.
They're like, no, there's no way it's better than the yellowfin. I'm like, well, you guys ate all the bonito.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with skipjack. When it comes down to it, if it's well taken care of, it's bled and it goes in the RSW, it's... like I said, I was actually bummed to pick up bluefin, which is really saying
that's
something.
Crazy. Yeah, that is something. So tell us about the tribute. For those of our listeners that aren't familiar with the boat, of course, you run out of Seaforth Fortress and running day and day and a half trips and more.
The boat, and we do have a history as you walk into the galley on the port side. It's got a little bit of history about it. It was built as the Polaris III. Bill Poole had Dittmar Donaldson build it, and it was the second boat that he had built by them. The first was the Prowler. The third was the Cape Polaris, which is now the Searcher, sitting right behind
right
us.
Right there, yeah.
And it was, I'm co-designed by him, built by Dittmar Donaldson, who's built a lot of other boats. You have the Islander, the Grande. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
It's the lowest and widest version of what it is. It's 80 by 24.
Wow.
A lot of the boats are the other boats are a little bit higher, but it was definitely built with sport fishing in mind. It's wide up the side.
Yeah.
The bow is very, very user friendly.
Yeah,
very user friendly. You can get around the anchor. The rudders are ways from the stern. A lot of this stuff you don't really think about comes into play until you fish, or especially big fish on a boat, where you realize the rudders aren't protruding past the transom. The recess, you can get around the stern just fine. It's a mahogany plank boat.
Like a tank.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's 100% mahogany plank.
Wow.
A lot of the other boats, it's basically the sister ship to the San Diego. It's slightly bigger, but this one is all mahogany. When I did some work on it years ago, I actually redid the overhead in the galley, and I removed all the Formica, which actually had mahogany behind it, and it was kind of hard to get rid of, but you're talking about a boat that was built that long ago, the decades of smoke and everything else.
Yeah.
back when smoking in the galley was a common thing. But as I was cutting it out, and same thing with our stateroom doors up the side, all mahogany.
Wow.
There was no penny spared back then.
And real mahogany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the real deal.
Our stateroom doors, when I took them off, they were beat up. They were patched from years, epoxy and everything
sure.
else. But they were like, like 130 pounds or something.
Wow.
Just solid mahogany.
Wow, that's rad.
It's a solid boat.
Oh,
and
man.
You have some staterooms and open berthing. And
two staterooms up the side, which is really great for families or people that have knee issues and they can't go down and, have problems going up and down the stairs. But all bunks are individual. We sleep 42, which we don't ever carry.
What's your load now?
32 is our limited load.
Nice.
36 would be a standard open party load. And you got to realize the boat was made to sleep 56 people,
right.
And they carried 56 to Guadalupe, to Leos Rocks, and
really?
Over and over again, which I don't want to see 56 people on my boat ever.
No.
So the 24 passenger, it was a bunk room, stateroom option up front is now our crew room, which somehow six crew members seem to completely max that thing out. But it was designed to originally carry 56 people. And you look at some of the, and I know Carl Smith's been putting up a lot of stuff about some of the old
boats. Yeah, the history. Yeah.
You look at those loads back in the day, and it was a limited load, 42 people fishing Guadalupe Island for 5 days. And
wow.
I was like, we've done some 3-quarter-day trips where you have 42 people on the boat, and you walk out there, and I'm like, this is way too many people.
Yeah.
a different day and age for sure. But
oh, yeah.
Big boat, very roomy, all air conditioned, galley seats 22 comfortably.
Wow.
And
it's a great boat.
It is.
It's super comfortable. And it's something about those wooden Dittmars, man. The way they ride, they're so quiet.
They're so soft.
Everything about
the water.
Them. Yeah, everything about them is just. And so the Searcher just celebrated a 50-year anniversary. How many years? How old is it?
I think we're 54. Because the boat was built, and this is something you really have to credit Bill Poole to, which he had the Polaris, and then the Polaris II, Polaris II, I'm sorry, my boat, and then the Searcher, the Cape Polaris, were all built 3 years from each other, 3 to 4 years.
Yeah,
wow.
And
dang,
to do something like that, could you imagine starting from scratch and building a sport boat and going, let's do another one.
Yeah, the second that you're done with a three-year project, instead of enjoying it and everything else, you just like, well, let's get the hammer back out and start again.
Like, Bill Pohl, man. Yeah.
Crazy,
like,
man.
Amazing guy.
The amount of funding and everything else and the drive that went into it.
Totally.
I know Ingrid said... She was just blown away because this is the first one of the boats that had the heads on the inside. You didn't have to go outside to get to the heads. So as you walk in the galley entrance, there's a head on each side, a full shower, sink. Just, I mean, it was, I got to say that she probably had some kind of say in how this thing was built.
Sure.
And you didn't have to walk out and go up the side to get to the head. So you can wake up, come right out of the bunk room, right out of your stateroom, walk into the galley. You don't have to walk out and have your towel blown away going down the side of the boat.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for sure. So you do one-day trips, day-and-a-half trips, and multi-day trips, too, right?
We do. We do trips up to 5 days. Lately, our longer trips have been about 3.5 days, and a lot of that is credited to how the fishing is locally. I mean, you don't have to go more than 90 miles away anymore.
Crazy, isn't it?
You know, you see a lot of these long-range boats, and I mean, obviously spent years. I ran the XL, ran the Intrepid. Yeah. Their biggest fish are caught within 100 miles of home. You know, they go down to the ridge, they have great fishing, wahoo, yellowfin, yellowtail, whatever it is, and then they knock out their jackpot fish locally.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, our biggest fish lately is still not very big at 270 pounds.
Not very big.
I was thinking about that on the way down.
270.
That's crazy.
How many over 200 have you had this year?
I don't know. The way it started, yes. I mean, we really focused on a lot of that yellowfin Dorado and yellowtail earlier on, and we've been fishing been doing the day and a half trips lately, fishing for a big bluefin. And I was like, man, we're really lagging. Our biggest fish is only 270 pounds, and it seems crazy. Good.
But the thing is it's still there, right? After that big blow, and you know this little blow we had, it's still there.
We'll find out. There's boats out today, and it's not going to go anywhere. It might go down. It might move it, you know, there's going to be some water movement after something like that. It's going to take a little bit of doing, but it hasn't gone anywhere in what, 6 years?
Yeah,
it's not going to go anywhere.
And after that big rainstorm and big wind we had the week previous to this one, you know, it was everybody's thought. We talked about that yesterday. I mean, there was plenty of people, obviously myself included, that all thought, oh, that's probably it. You know, I mean, a big storm from the north, it was cold, it was windy, all those things. The very next, I mean, the first day of fishing, the scores were exactly the same. You know, guys catching limits of mid-grade ones, and then, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 big ones to go along with it, and it just kept
it's
right
crazy.
Along.
Well, where's it going to go?
Yeah, it likes where it's living.
Well, you have, I mean, seasonally perfect water temp for them. I mean, they're not warm water fish. They're not really cold water fish. You have an abundance of squid, red crabs, whatever it might be, and it still blows me away. And I was talking to Jim Hughes, talking to Rambo about this a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, what the heck are they eating? Because you see miles and miles of this big bluefin, and it's not biting like you think it would. There's times where we're flatfall fishing at night, and it looks like the bottom.
Wow.
Because
there's so much fish.
You're looking at, you know, fish from 40 fathoms to 80 fathoms, and it's so thick you think you couldn't actually drop a jig through it.
Wow.
It looks like the bottom, and somehow they're not biting. You're like, okay, what are they eating? You flush them when they come up, and there's nothing in their stomachs. A lot of them probably, I'm assuming, purge on their way up. You know, they have to. They don't get that big not eating.
Right.
So you're not seeing the big balls of anchovies that we were earlier in the season and stuff like that.
No, it's kind of mind boggling that fish can, because they have to eat. They have to.
Oh,
I mean, they have
eating
to
machines.
A lot. And you flush them and there's nothing in them.
Interesting.
And you're dropping a flatfall or a sinker rig in them and you're looking at it. And with the fish finders now, you can actually see the jigs dropping in your meter or the sinker rigs, and you're watching it go down, and you're like, why aren't they biting?
Yeah. How do we not have one on every
How
line?
Did you not snag one? Yeah. Like, they're that thick. The amount of fish around is just, it's crazy.
That's cool. It's so rad.
Well, as you can hear,
it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, no, let's hope so. Yeah. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Mike's a wealth of knowledge, and he's always so great about calling into the show and keeping us abreast of what's going on out on the water. And
yeah, it's going to be an awesome one and really good info today. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973, or text the show. We've always talked about that, a great option. Already getting text pouring through from some of our good buddies, but very easy to find. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. Right away, you'll see the text the show option.
It's been a great option.
Really, thanks
to Adam Clark, our main man, for coming up with that idea, because it's been a huge hit.
Yeah, super popular. Yeah. If you don't have time to hang on, or you're not a guy that wants to, you know, wants to talk in the air, but you got a question for Mike, man, fire us one off.
Yeah.
It's a great one, and we're going to have a lot of fun taking your phone calls, taking your texts. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617. Or Snap INS.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning, talking fishing on the Tribute. I just love this time of year, man. It's just, it trips me out that it's November, and, you know, you think
it's
about
mid-November.
Yeah.
November 15th.
You think about fishing, you know,
Thanksgiving's like a couple weeks away.
8 years ago, whatever. Like, you know, we're stoked if the fishing makes it through October.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's Christmas music playing everywhere now.
Right,
and
right.
You buy eggnog on the shelf, and we're talking about 200 pounders less than 100 miles from home. It's just so cool.
Pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
Captain Mike Pritchard's here, and we forgot to mention the prize.
Oh,
by the way, right?
Exactly. Well, the phones are already packed solid because everybody's excited to talk to Mike, but man, is there an awesome opportunity for you. And again, thanks to Mike and the whole team on board the Tribute. We are going to get to give away to one lucky caller at the end of the show today an overnight trip, going fishing on board the Tribute and getting in on that great fishing. It's just an awesome prize, and we really appreciate
that,
Mike. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I mean, it's you know, we're still in prime time.
Yeah,
for real, it is.
So you were talking about, so a lot of this this local yellowfin has been associated with kelp. Is that what you found the other day, or was it a sonar mark?
No, I know the old Glory Jr. was running the boat, and they had really good fishing on a kelp. We were, it was a sonar school east of where he was, but it was a really massive school. Like, as we were coming up to it, I was looking at the sonar. This can't be fished. It's just too big.
And wow.
Started throwing bait. We never got all the way over the top of it, but we got a jig strike. And, I love this group. It's Morongo Indian Reservation. They've done three trips with us lately, one on Thursday, one a month ago. And you walk back there, and they're so laid back.
That's cool.
Like, walk back there, and there's a troll fish coming in, and there's nobody in the water. I'm yelling at them. And they're, you know, it's just they're out there to enjoy their day. The
That's
first
so cool.
two baits in the water were from crew members. You're sitting there trying to hook and hand, and really only about seven or eight people fishing throughout the day, and
nice.
they managed to knock out 70 of them. Limits for our 14
wow.
anglers.
That's so cool.
And and you're thinking about it, the weather was nice. And November lately for the last, five years has been really good.
Like the best.
Some of our best fishing has been November and December. We hauled out last year, I think, December 9th, and the trip before that was December 7th. We had limits of big yellowfin, like 40-pounders, like 25 miles from home. And it's just...
The fall is the best.
It's, you know, aside from what we've experienced the last two weekends,
yeah.
which has been kind of an anomaly,
yeah.
the way it's been. But usually it's the best weather time of year. You have a choice of big yellowfin. There's still Dorado around, which the Dorado we caught the other day were very cute, to say the least. We released them. they had to have been born locally.
Yeah.
I think we had one.
Because they grow so fast.
That was like maybe 12. It would have been a nice trout, like 12 or 13 inches long. And you look at that and how quick they grow. I was like, that thing had to have been born like at Colonnette or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazy. And the Dorado, and what was the water temp?
Where we caught those 66.
Still, yeah.
So there's, yeah, the water where we had our yellowfin was about 67 and a half. But you start thinking, and it's just a different day and age. Because a Dorado in 66-degree water, 28 miles from home, I think, is where we caught. Like, that, if you would have told somebody that 20 years ago, they would have
like
you
no
were
way,
high.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd have been like, you're not going to catch a Dorado in November in 66-degree
yeah.
water. It's just not going to happen.
Hey, I'll bet. I mean, what was that year we had the Wahoo here, right?
Yeah.
The Coronado Islands. That,
that was 2015, I think.
15, yeah. I mean, whoever thought that we'd catch Wahoo at the Coronado Islands?
Right? I have a scrimshaw bill, a swordfish bill in our galley, and it was done... I can't think of the guy's name. You probably know
Connor.
Connor.
Probably.
And he goes...
From the Shogun.
Yes.
Oh, right.
He goes, what do you want on it? I said, I'm like, I don't know. Just go ahead and wing something. He goes, well, how about something that really stood out? And I said, well, we had Wahoo with the Point Loma Lighthouse in the background. We were like 13 miles. I could see the lighthouse. I had a Wahoo on a 6X Junior. I think we had four Wahoo that day.
Wow.
So he drew up... you know, the boat, and it's beautiful. The boat, there's Wahoo being caught, and there's the Point Loma Lighthouse in the background. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and same deal. Like, all the years that I worked on boats for, I mean, I've been doing this for, God, I'm old, 33 years.
Yeah.
Since I was a little kid, 34 years. And I remember hearing years ago when I first started working on the producer in the mid-90s that the searcher had a Wahoo at San Clemente Island years ago. And I was like, man, I would just, what a great ordeal. Like, I'd love to see that. And then it happens, and you're like, oh, well, let's see what's next.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
400-pound bluefin?
Yeah.
Like, come on, bring them on.
Yeah. 90 miles from home, yeah. Well, hey, let's head south where there are Wahoo for sure, right?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Let's talk to the man. John Ireland is on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, Captain. Well, no Wahoo this week. Pretty much everything else but Wahoo. We got a 310-pound yellowfin on Cordo this week.
Nice.
Yeah, not a hotel angler, but big yellowfin this week on our side as well. It's been pretty darn good fishing. Water temp's about 81 degrees. Beautiful fall weather. You know, it's The mornings are in the low 60s and the warms up to the low 80s. It's just really, really nice weather all week long. It's been beautiful. And the fishing has been really good as well. I'll give you an idea. We had one angler yesterday that caught yellowfin, caught an 80 pounder, caught limited Dorado 10 to 15 pounds, caught pompano, caught Sierra, and caught roosterfish. One angler all in one day. A real variety of fishing's really, really good this past week. Like you say, November's been a pretty good month for fishing for us as well. A lot of variety, for sure. Yellowfin are down by the park boundary there, right on the Pomo boundary, and there are lots of sardines. We got loads and loads of sardines. By the way, that's what they're catching all the big yellowfin on the Gordo as well. It's on sardine. Those great big fish are biting these little sardine, and a lot of chumming going on. There's just loads and loads of sardine throughout the Cortez, so that's really helping the fishing a bunch. But we're catching yellowfin there, drift fishing along the boundary there at Rincon, and then on the other side of the park at the Fraley's, and picking up nice yellowfin. The biggest ones are in the low hundreds. And I'd say the average fish, honestly, is about 35 pounds now, yellowfin. So very, very good yellowfin fishing. And each boat's picking up four or five that are going out and fishing for the yellowfin. The Dorado, not as big, 10 to 15 pounders, the occasional larger bull. Very spread off the buoys, off of the Punta Pescadero and just throughout the bay. There's a lot of Dorado around. Sierra as well. The Sierra right off the marina entrance. And Sierra is kind of unusual. You know, the water temp's 81 degrees. And normally we don't see Sierra. The water goes over 75 degrees. Normally we don't see them. So for the past month and a half, we've had a real strong Sierra bite as well. Billfish, a lot of billfish around, a lot of sails and stripers just off of La Rivera in the same old spot. Not very much pressure there. Really, really good fishing overall, you guys. It's been excellent this past week. We're going to finish up our season with a bang.
Yeah, and of course, you're open until through Thanksgiving, right?
Right, absolutely, till the end of the month. And again, the hotel's open. If people want to come down, weather permitting, we'll get you out fishing throughout December, January, and February.
There you go. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We got a lot of good photos on there.
Excellent. All right, John, nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You sure will, next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Oh, and by the way, John, I forgot to mention that proud to announce that our 2021 Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero Spring Tournament in June is now going to be sponsored by Cutwater Spirits. And I know Yousef is...
not the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Yousef is going to participate in it. Of course, he's a homeowner there at Rancho Leonero. He's going to participate. And they're stepping up big time, not only with cash prizes, but they're going to... First, second, and third place are going to have... Yeti coolers filled with Cutwater spirits.
Oh, how cool is
that, prize. Dude? I mean, that's like $500-$600 worth of prize for each there. Plus cash prizes, plus a trip to Rancho Leonero. So that's
awesome.
Going to add some serious fun to the spring tournament at Rancho Leonero, right, John?
Absolutely. Thank you, Yousef and Ingrid. They're a team, you know.
Oh yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So if you want to sign up, it's up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. And check that out, the Rancho Leonero trip. Sign up, because I know there were a lot of people that didn't come last year that rolled it over to 2021.
Right.
So it's already pretty full, but if you act quickly, you'll get in on it for sure. So, John, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, guys. Thank you very much.
See you, John.
Right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
They are packed solid. The phones, the text, the whole nine. If you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's start it off with Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. And then also, before I start, I'd like to thank you, Rick, yesterday for helping me out on the reel and putting the fishing line and that on. And also Doug, he went out above and everything to help me out on ordering the reel, because you didn't have it in stock, but he, you know, gave me the 10% discount and free line on that. So that was
that was
kind of good.
That was the Tackle Day deal. Our pleasure, buddy. No problem. We appreciate the support and happy to do it for you.
Thank you. Hey, Mike, I haven't been on your boat, and on the open seating, you know, I like to have an outside bunk in that. Is there any way that you can, you know, pre-order or prepay for an outside bunk?
Or reserve a bunk?
When you say outside, you're not talking about, like, on the bay tank, right?
No. A little warmer than that, so.
You know what? All of our bunks are individual. They're all curtained. You can, as you book a trip, you can request whatever bunk you want. We do have regulars that book weeks in advance, and they do call, and they, whether it's an outside bunk, which our outboard bunks are actually, they're about 5 inches wider than our inboard bunks. But we have passengers that, and I think it's funny because I'll talk to Kirk or Reed or one of the guys in the landing, and they're like, oh, well, you know, Joe's coming out this week, and he likes bunk 35. And I was like, what an odd, like, it wouldn't be the bunk that I would pick. But, yeah. Hey, man, you know, if that's the bunk for you, and you can call when you book your trip, you can call the guys at Seaforth, and they can reserve whatever bunk you want as long as it's not already taken. But
So when you book and pay for your trip at SeaforthLanding.com, if you do it on the website, you call the landing
Call the landing
and say, I just booked this. I want to reserve my bunk.
Yep. And like I said, we have guys book weeks in advance, and they have their favorite bunk.
That's awesome.
Do you have a bunk list on the website of shows what numbers are where and where?
We do. I got to double check to make sure it's still there.
Okay.
I'm horrible about our website. And
You're on the boat a lot, man. You're always calling us out fishing.
Terrence does our website, and it should be the landing definitely has it. You can call as you book nightly, or you know, as we're boarding people, or you know, the night of the trip, they have the bunk list out. You can pick it, and it is first come, first serve. So
unless you've reserved before.
So if you get there and you're the last one and you don't get the bunk you want, then you just gotta book earlier.
Gotta book earlier and pay for your trip. Yeah, exactly.
Indeed.
Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back in and talk to Dan. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Captain Mike, when or if are you going to schedule maintenance for your boat?
When the fish stop biting.
Ah,
it's
not going to be
like
December
2024 or something like that.
You know what? Last year, we're not hauling the boat out this year. We will be hauling it out next year. And there's, I got to say, there's never an end to maintenance. People that don't do maintenance, there's something wrong with them, in my opinion. There's definitely a list that we have. There's a lot of things that I want to do. What I consider a small maintenance list turns into 2 months of boat work. We repainted everything last year. We added a second generator, redid our heads completely, all new upholstery, carpet, new seats. And it's funny because my crew jokes with me. They're like, well, when are we going to get a new tower? And it's like, you know, we're keeping this one at a minimum, which I said last year, and that turned into some ungodly amount of money.
It always is.
$100,000 or something, which is a small maintenance here. But we're going to run until, and this is something that I thought was funny. Another boat owner, I think this is like 2015, said, why are you still running? It's January. And I said, because the fish are biting and people want to go.
Yeah.
And that's what it's come down to. It's I'd say one of our slowest times of the year lately has been July. And that's probably when we should be doing maintenance, but I'm sure it's not going to happen. I can't see doing that. But
yeah,
we're gonna keep fishing as long as the stuff keeps biting and weather permitting. Maintenance will come whenever the fish stop.
Okay, very good.
Which isn't easy to figure out, considering, like you said, we've been catching them steady into December and January, and you know, like last year, you quote-unquote started catching them in March. It's not like the fish were gone for the month of February. We just weren't out there fishing for them.
We had a small hiccup called COVID.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And some of our best fishing was to be had then. I know a lot of guys did crew trips. We did a crew trip in the beginning of June, and I didn't fish. I was there. We had seven bluefin for seven of us. And they were 150 to 170, and one of my crew members goes, "Why don't you want to catch one?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm just I love just seeing this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Flat, greasy, calm it's weather. You know, 150 to 170 pound fish were biting the flat fall and sinker rig.
You
and
just love watching people just get wrecked on the rail, right? It's fun.
You know what?
I like
not,
that too, right?
It's way better than actually catching them.
I agree with you.
our big one, and this is something funny, our 270 that we had a couple weeks ago, our bigger fish, we got it on a kite. And it's, I mean, as random as you can pick them. I said, you know what? Okay, number 16, you're up on the kite. Number 16 was in his bunk.
Oh.
bad timing on his part. Said, okay, number 14. So this guy comes up to say, here you go. And you want to know a really humbling experience. One of the biggest guys on the boat. I'm like, all right, cool. We got this. You
know, this guy's got a reef on this.
Here's a fish on 300 pound on the kite rig, an Akuma 50, two speed, heavy rod. 3 minutes, the guy was on his knees. I said, and he goes, it's what a humbling experience to watch somebody just get their butt seriously kicked by a fish.
They pull hard.
I honestly don't want to do
like
it that much.
Yeah.
I love handing them off.
That's fun. fun to hook them, right?
I've pulled on a lot of big fish.
The most fun to me is watching them explode on that kite.
Oh, no.
It's such a show that you never see anywhere. Watching this giant fish explode on the surface.
It's unreal. And it's something, you know, a lot. You don't really see a whole lot with bluefin fishing. And you do see down at Hurricane or Clarion.
Yeah.
Is when you're fishing a live flying fish and you watch that flying fish, see the fish before it comes up,
best,
and it starts twitching, and you're looking at it, and then all of a sudden it's trying to fly away, and it's kind of like a marionette. It's coming back around, and it starts getting blown up on. Fishing a live flyer from the kite
there's nothing like it.
I could watch it all day.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
That's cool, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hopebridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, you can buy smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And you want to talk about something to do with those skipjacks? The amazing pokey kit that those guys have. All of it's available at their Liberty Station location or order online at Fisherman's Processing.
And don't forget they have those special deals going on right now through Black Friday, the show specials. And, you know, one of the show specials is the lunch bag special. Half a pound of smoked fish, a pack of tuna jerky, a pack of Applewood smoked cheese for $25
in the
lunch bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool. And then they have, on their rubs, they have three for $20, which that's like quite a big discount. So this is all going on now through Black Friday at Fisherman's Processing at their Liberty Station location, or you can just call them up and they'll ship it to you.
You got it.
That's it. Get the special deals now at Fisherman's Processing. To take advantage of it, I would buy all that poke. I would buy like three pokey kits and then buy the sauce and everything.
Their smoked fish is so good.
Oh, their smoked fish is incredible. Have you had the smoked cheese?
I haven't had breakfast and you're killing me.
Oh, man. No, the smoked cheese is killer, too.
I'm going to have to try that. I saw Sean as I was coming up. That'd be a good way to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's start it off. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
What's up, Woolley?
Great.
Good, man. Good. Hey, we're starting to feel the clamp down with this cooler water. 58 along the coast here, it didn't really budge all week. It was right there at 58. And along with that, the half-day stuff was a little bit tricky for us, to be totally honest, this week. Some fish taken on the sinker setups. You know, when that fish's metabolism, when those things slow down and they're laying on the bottom, you know, getting that little strip of squid or strip of a sardine or something down near the bottom certainly can pay off. We had some real nice sheephead, some sand bass and sculpin, along with the usual cold water stuff, some rockfish and whitefish on those half-day trips. But sinker rigs, for sure, the way to go. And we're also telling some guys, you know, don't nothing but bringing some exotic bait. Sometimes that clam or shrimp can pay off big time with those sheephead.
Nice.
Down the coast a little bit, fishing that deeper water, our three-quarter day trips right now, we're having some good opportunities out there on the mixed rockfish. Some good scores on that stuff. Double dropper loops, fishing pretty good with the sardine on one and a whole squid or a strip of squid on the other. 10-ounce sinkers worked fine all week. Didn't have a whole lot of current to deal with. Quite a bit of bait in the area, so we've had to kind of move around to find some spots without big piles of that sardine on it. But we're seeing a lot more people fishing those jig setups, too. That vertical jig, man, that's gaining some popularity. Not only does it let you downsize your tackle, but, you have the mobility to make a couple casts on one side of the boat, hook a fish or not get bit, and, kind of work the whole area of our bottom instead of just, dropping your sinker to the bottom. So we're seeing some real nice resident grouper on that stuff. Over at the islands here, Catalina, we had a boat over there on Friday. Dana Pride was there. He had some good bonito fishing along the front of the island. That yellowtail list starting to tighten up. I know Mark, on his report yesterday, kind of touched on that, so some of that smaller fish that was mixing with that bonito's not really been there, but there's still a fish or two here or there on some of the deeper spots. Other than that, that's really it at Catalina. It's just that bonito. Over at Clemente, the Fury, he had some good fishing there yesterday. That's where the yellowtail are biting. He had a good shot at some fish there, some 12 to 25-pound stuff on both the yo-yo iron and on the surface jigs there. Some fish also on the live bait, but there's still a lot of bonito over there. And then he was kind of folding in a little bit of bass and some rockfish into his count over there as well. So he's pretty much done with this season. He's getting ready to go into maintenance mode. So he had a real good run there. They were able to dodge some of that weather and catch a little bit there at the island yesterday. And then our halibut derby here running. We're still early with a couple fish on the leaderboard, so we're out just trying to gain some momentum here. So those guys are out today. Hopefully we see a little bit of something to go there. So we're looking forward to a good week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing here. Our number is 949 496
205-794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawork.com.
I'm feeling a 20-pounder coming today for the leaderboard, Willie.
We're hoping, you know, like I was saying, there's that baits out in that deeper water, and it's, you know, on that hard bottom. I think those guys, you know, we've had some real nice fish out in that, you know, 30 to 40 fathom zone. So I think they're going to take that opportunity and go drag some baits along that hard bottom and maybe find one out there.
Fun.
I like it.
Good times. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Time to go. What a beautiful week of weather coming up here, too. So take advantage of it. Get out on the boat, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that.
All right. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, I have a text that came through that's a really cool text. Mm. It's from Mike from Oceanside. Mm. And comment fishing a couple weeks back with a buddy with limits of yellowfin and small yellowtail skippies and wanted to – what a real treat it was to have Captain Buzz running the tribute. And in the middle of
– I know that guy.
I looked up. Huh? You know that guy? Yeah. Captain Buzz Brisbane? Yeah. And he was up on the bait tank chumming, busy gaffing, helping out, smiling. Reminded me of fishing with him in the 80s. Great operation, Captain Mike. Keep it up. Captain Buzz is a regular on the tribute, right?
Yeah, you know what? If you want to fish with Buzz again, there's 9 spots on tonight's trip.
Oh,
day and
okay.
a half trip. And you know what? It's so nice to have him on the boat.
I'll
mean,
bet, man.
And he loves the Ditmars. I mean, all the years that he had the Prowler.
Yeah.
And
Prowler was a Ditmar.
Oh, yeah. He came back, and the first night that I talked to him, and he goes, man, it's so nice to be back on a Ditmar.
That's so
it's,
cool.
It's kind of a nostalgic, just, I mean, the history involved in those boats, the way they fish, the way they ride, the way they're going to ride tonight in this awesome weather.
Yeah.
And there's 9 spots.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
Captain
the Buzz. Thing.
Probably not for long.
You know, with the weather we have, it's supposed to be 76 today. It's supposed to be 80 degrees on the coast tomorrow. Flat, calm, mild sand, and a condition. That is the ideal setup. And the weather boys are not going to be wrong tomorrow.
No.
Count on this is the deal. It's going to be beautiful out there.
We had one of our regulars that was on yesterday's trip, Brian, and he goes, well, what's tomorrow night's weather look like? And I showed him, and I think it's like 2 to 4 knots.
Yes, yeah. Flat. It's
I mean,
gonna so
it's
nice
going to
be
a nice change after what we dealt with yesterday, which was, you know.
So how many of the people that were on yesterday booked for tonight? I'm sure a lot.
Several of them.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
can imagine.
It's trying to swing a weekday off, and,
yeah.
you know, we're going to be giving away a free trip here, and I'd say, you know, tonight's looking pretty good.
Oh.
No doubt.
You know,
so somebody who wins today could go tonight.
You know what? I'll sweeten the deal on that one just to make it fun. Let's do a 2-for-1.
Whoa.
So if you can do tonight's trip, and it's just...
So instead of a one-day trip, if you want to go on a day and a half...
If you want to go on tonight's day and a half and bring a buddy, I think that's what we're going to give away. So
whoa.
Oh, that's cool.
No kidding.
Well, what a great opportunity to get on the boat. Nice weather. Captain
totally.
Buzz is going to be running it. It's just a really good setup, and yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I mean, we might as well make it fun, right?
Yeah.
That's cool, Mike.
So the trip leaves tonight. What time?
Tonight at 9 o'clock.
And
you know what? This is a... make sure you're there by 8 o'clock.
Okay.
One of the recent trips, there was 2 guys that we were trying to get a hold of. Landing was calling over and over. We left. Landing closed at 9 o'clock. 20 minutes later, somebody sent me a picture of these 2 guys standing by the gate. Boat was gone.
Yeah.
Landing was closed. Do not get there at 9 o'clock. Don't try to get there at 9 o'clock.
Be there
an hour early. Because especially fishing.
When it says boat departs at 9, that doesn't mean get there, get a parking spot.
It may be gone at
10
to 9.
It says please arrive an hour before departure.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if everybody's there, and you're fishing the Cortez or the Tanner, you're looking at, you know, 93 miles. The boat's a fast boat, but we still try to get out as early as possible, try to get in on some of that, you know, pre-daylight flat fall fishing or whatever. So when everybody's there, we leave.
So what time? So you leave at 9 o'clock tonight. What time does that put you on the bank?
Lately, we've been able to get there around 5 o'clock in the morning, weather permitting.
Nice.
I mean, like I said, the boat definitely is
boat's quick.
Quick,
yeah.
So and good weather, that's definitely handy. So you get out there and have a chance of getting some flatfall fish before daylight. So
sweet.
If there's, you know, a full load and everybody's there at 8:30, we leave at 8:30.
So if you want to go, seaforthlanding.com. book that trip tonight.
Book that trip tonight, and for whatever lucky caller is going to have a chance. And this is
bring
just
a
for
buddy too.
This is just for tonight's trip.
Just
the two for one.
I think that's so
just
rad,
for tonight's
man.
Trip. Two for one. So if you can't
you're gonna
make
have
tonight's
to tell,
trip, then you'll have to settle for an overnight trip.
Yeah, and whoever the lucky caller is, you might as well start calling right now and,
exactly.
look at your wife and start telling her, hey, you know what?
If I win this trip,
I don't care.
Take
if we're
your
going,
wife.
I don't care if we're going Christmas tree shopping tomorrow. We're going fishing.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, and we got our catch report. We got the surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson, standing by. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening Anchorage and Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated, and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.